designed to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 226. And I am GBD here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we have Wombat.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. And Shipwreck.
Hey, PS3. Something
about it. PS3 number one in the hood? G?
Sure, why not?
Wombat, yeah. What's Amazeballs? You started to tell me before the show, but you didn't
it's,
really.
It's the new section of gay.com.
It's called Amazeballs?
It's called Amazeballs. I don't even know what it's
what's
about.
What's it about?
I don't know. I should know, right?
But you should know.
I know.
As a representative of gay.com, you should know.
As a lofty representative of gay.com.
Right. Wombat works for gay.com, in case you didn't know.
Yes, that is true.
He's like, you know what they showed, like those topless guys on the front page? They use Wombat's body for those images.
That is, yes, it is my body. Go visit the Doggy Hub, sponsored by Caesar.
Nobody knows. Well, who's going to know what that is? Only our gay listeners will know.
I know.
Is that the dog whisperer? That's Caesar?
No, the dog food.
Oh, my wife's a vet, and I've never even heard of it. Is that gay dog food?
No, Caesar. Actually, when we first got Zelda, we fed her Caesar dog food, but we stopped after a while because it's very fattening.
Right, and she started barking like, woof, woof.
Yeah, and that too. My female dog turned into a gay man.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. What were we talking about?
Amazeballs.
Right. Well, you researched Amazeballs for us, and you know that's something we really need to know more about.
Yes.
I'm intrigued.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what it could be about.
So we're doing this show late. So
sorry,
what happened was...
I just coughed into the microphone and I apologize. I'm coming off of a sickness, so...
Yes, and my family was sick, had the flu. Both the wife and kid had the flu last week and made it hard to get anything done because everybody was home and I was taking care of Ty while the wife was in isolation in the back of the apartment, trying not to get everybody sick. But I somehow survived.
Yeah,
I don't know how that happened.
I've been forced to sleep in the guest room. I've been sleeping in the guest room since Friday.
Ah, yeah. See, I was sleeping with Ty while the wife was sick. And then when Ty got sick, I was still sleeping with Ty. And somehow I came out unscathed. It must be my really strong constitution.
There you go.
I have an 18 constitution.
Is that what you have?
Yes, 18.
That's good to know.
What else can I tell you? I bought a robot vacuum cleaner.
Yes, you did. I saw the pictures. It's quite exciting.
It's awesome. It's the Neato XV11.
What'd you name him?
Robot RoboVac.
I told you, once he starts talking back to you, just kill it. And kill it fast.
No. It's I would never kill it. It's awesome. It cleans the house. Well, all I have to do is push a button.
That's awesome.
I went.
Have
for
you
the,
gotten it like a robot companion yet, or like
no.
another robot it can battle against?
It battles against Ty's toys that he leaves on the floor, but it just taps them lightly and then it moves out of the way. A lot of people, you know, I put a picture of it on Twitter, and people wanted to know why I got that instead of the Roomba, because the Roomba is the one that people know. Every review that I read about the Roomba said that it becomes a mess underneath the vacuum, like all the hair and everything that it picks up gets, you know, stuck in the wheels and in the brush. And this Neato one, everybody said that it was very easy to maintain. All you got to do is just empty the dust box. You know, it takes 2 seconds. You don't have to be pulling hair out of everything.
I know what it's like to empty the dust box.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
Is that some gay sexual term?
It is. No, pulling the hair out is some sort of gay sexual term. No.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, the point is this. Even though I've only used it 2 times, the Neato is very neat. And then I recommend it. Oh, except it's very noisy. That's the one thing. You don't want to be home while it goes off. But you can schedule it to go off anytime. So, Neato, number one in the hood.
Excellent.
What else? Should we talk about last week's show? Or
sure. I was just going to ask you, I'm complaining about something a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Sabrina's gotten into Clifford, the big red dog.
Right.
If you're familiar with Clifford, the big red dog, he's a dog, he's big and red.
I am.
Yes. So we got her one of these books, and I think it's called like Clifford's Puppy Days or something like that. It's about Clifford when he was a puppy. And when Clifford was a puppy, he was the size of a teacup and he was very small. And Clifford gets lost, and then he gets found by this boy with his own big dog, and they bring Clifford back. And the end of the book is, you know, Emily Elizabeth
says... Don't spoil it.
Yes. Emily Elizabeth says, and that was the biggest dog I had ever seen until Clifford grew up. And then there's the picture of Clifford with the dog that had rescued him next to him, and that dog is now half the size of Clifford. Now, on the page before, when the boy brings the dog, Clifford, back to Emily Elizabeth, the boy is like, he's standing there holding Clifford in his hands. The key word being standing there. The next page, which I guess is supposed to be like a year or two later, literally the next page, Emily Elizabeth standing there, Clifford, the Saint Bernard that rescued Clifford, and the kids in a wheelchair.
So you're saying they don't explain how the kid got in the wheelchair?
Somewhere, and there's a page or two missing where this kid is now in a wheelchair.
Clifford probably
sat on him.
Maimed him. That's a weird thing. Maybe they edited that part out.
I don't know. And every time I get to the page, I put my hand over that because I don't want Sabrina to ask me, why is he in a wheelchair?
Well, you know, there's wheelchairs in real life.
Yeah, I understand there are wheelchairs in real life, but it just seems to be a pretty big leap in the fiction.
He broke his leg. It's not that hard to explain to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He fell.
He fell off of Clifford.
Off a Clifford.
Right. Stupid dog.
Right. So what you're saying is you don't recommend Clifford the Big Red Dog book?
At least not that one.
That's a bad one.
Yeah.
Has no interest in that. I've tried to get him to watch the movie on Apple TV, but
Clifford's boring.
Yeah, it looked boring. Even Ty looked at the picture and said he wouldn't even watch the trailer. But we did watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and he loved that.
That's good.
The whole movie he kept saying, Papa, what's Pee-wee doing? Like, I don't know. He's riding his bike.
How did he take to Large Marge? That's the real question.
He didn't like Large Marge, and he didn't like the Buxton. What was his first name?
The fat guy?
Yeah, Buxton. Uh-huh. I forgot what his first name was. He didn't like Buxton.
But
he did like
Marge creeped me out when I was little.
Yeah, scared the crap out of me.
Of course, it's supposed to be scary. There's a few scary parts in there, actually. He did enjoy the big shoe dance, and we had to rewind and watch that several times.
Sure. The clown. The clown scared him too, right?
No. It was the, you know, Large Marge and the, I guess, and then there's like that, the guy who escapes from jail, that dude. There's a lot of scary stuff. I mean, it's a Tim Burton movie, right? So.
No. Sabrina's into Rugrats now. She calls them the babies.
Yeah. She doesn't have as a sophisticated taste as Ty.
Yeah, Sabrina's taste sucks.
Right. And she likes Toy Story.
Ty likes Top Gear now. That's his favorite show by far. He knows all the hosts of Top Gear. He knows the cars. When we walk down the street, he's like, Papa, it's a Porsche. It's a Porsche. And so,
that's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Are we done with Romper Room now?
Yes, let's move on to the show. Well, actually, we're not because we got to talk about the feedback from last week's show.
Ouch, burn. Scalding. Yes. Ouch.
Last week, Shipwreck took a look at all the 2011 PS3 exclusives, and we discussed whether these are the types of games that are going to sell PS3s or let the PS3 overtake the Xbox 360. And the consensus seemed to be that they were not, and I don't think we were saying that they were going to be bad games or games that... necessarily.
We didn't even discuss the quality of the game,
no.
As far as I recall.
No. Or, you know, games that we are or are not interested in. It's just, are these the type of games that somebody who doesn't own a PS3 is going to look at and say, hey, why don't I have a PS3? I got to get this game. And it seemed to be that our consensus was...
Actually, that was the whole conversation. That's what we talked about was, are these games... going to get someone who doesn't own a PS3 to buy a PS3. We never discussed the quality of these games. We never said if we thought these games were going to sell a lot or not, which also had no bearing on the conversation. But of course, I don't think that's what people heard.
We discussed whether or not they were going to sell well or not.
Eh.
Wombat doesn't really listen.
We dipped into that. Yeah, but the majority of the conversation, I will agree with you, Wombat, was about whether or not this would attract new users to the PS3.
Yes.
Which, and the answer was no, and it did make for a lot of discussion in the forum thread about the show. I read maybe the first two pages, and then I could see where it was going.
It went in some good places, though. There a lot. I was very impressed by most of the arguments either for or against us. They were well thought out. I mean, people presented their points well.
Do you remember the gist of any of them?
I mean, there were so many different points that a lot of people agreed with us. Some people thought that the numbers were skewed by some of the games being launch games, and so then the second game wouldn't sell as well just because there was more games to choose from. I don't necessarily agree with that philosophy, but right. I have no problem with people like giving their opinions about stuff. That's all we're doing.
Sure. And we also did talk about that we were sort of disappointed in the PS3 from, I guess, like the user interface and the feature set of the console. And I did want to thank one of our listeners, because we were complaining about the software updates and the updates for the games and stuff. They did, and I wish I had the guy's name here, but he did remind us that if you do pay for the PSN Plus. That's what it's called, right? PSN Plus?
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus. If you pay the $50 a year for the PlayStation Plus, you can schedule automatic software updates for the, you know, for the system updates and for the games. And even though I do pay for that, I forgot that you have to actually go in and set that up. So I did do that, and that is nice. That is nice to have. It makes things a lot less painful in that regard. Doesn't address some of our other issues, but I do appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And it's cool, because then when you turn on your PS3, it tells you what it's been doing, you know, like what it got for you while it was sleeping. Oh, that was David B69 reminded us about that. So I don't know, anything to add on that discussion? I mean, today we'll take a look at the Xbox 360 2011 exclusives.
All one of them.
Right, both of them. So
yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, here is my other thing. This is my thought, and it'll probably get brought up again when we hit the 360. You know, what the PS3 is actually could do this year, in a positive light on the PlayStation 3, is it may actually have the exclusives that, if all the Xbox focuses on this year, you know, first party wise, is really the Kinect and what Kinect can do. If that could draw current Xbox fans away, particularly Xbox fans that bought their consoles 4 years ago and are getting that, you know, itch for a new console. I mean, we're at that point now where new consoles maybe, you know, would have come out, you know, 5 years down the road or so, where mm-hmm. people may be saying, you know what, I think it's time for me to get a new console. I don't have a PlayStation 3 yet. There is a back catalog that's not as expensive as it used to be, and there are these exclusives coming out that I'm interested in. You know, I can buy a PS3 now, play Uncharted 1, Uncharted 2, and be ready for Uncharted 3.
True. That is true.
So that is my, it took me 2 weeks to think of argument against Shipwreck's points from last week.
I will, like, that could very well happen. The only thing that I could say against that would be that there are so many high-quality third-party games coming out this year for both systems that I think there's going to be plenty to play on 360, like, if those exclusives really don't tempt you over to the PS3. Like, I don't see many 360 owners going out and buying a PS3 for those.
I never, it's also, like I said, there's that consumer itch. We're getting to mm-hmm. that point now where, you know, if you've had only an Xbox for 5 years, that $400 you spent on that Xbox, you're not feeling anymore because it was 4 years ago, and you may have that money to buy a new console. And if it's there and you weigh it out, it's not a bad purchase to get a PlayStation 3. It's a very good console. I know people think I hate it for some reason that I don't understand, but it is a very good console, and it does have some great games that you can't play anywhere else.
Do you think your voice is going to last more than another 15 minutes on the show?
I don't know. Can you hear it already?
Oh, it sounds like you got about 15 minutes left.
Okay, I'll do the best I can. I had no voice at all on Friday and Saturday, and half a voice yesterday. Today was the first day I've been able to speak in about 4 days.
Right. Oh, everybody must have been so happy around you.
Yeah, it was. Except for Sabrina, who was like, talk, Daddy, talk.
Right. Oh, I can imagine. Let's move on to some new releases.
Oh, there are some good ones this week.
Yes.
Well, let's touch on last week, Little Big Planet 2 week.
Okay.
We didn't have a show then. None of us play that anyways.
Correct.
Not because we hate the PS3, but just because we hate Little Big Planet.
Right.
Yeah, which is another thing people don't seem to understand. Just because I don't like a game doesn't mean I don't like the console.
People really go out of their way to defend PS3 exclusives. I mean, I'm sure it holds true for 360 too, but it seems a little bit more so with PS3.
Well, we'll people find out. If we make enough fun of the Xbox and we get 19 pages of comments, then we'll know.
Right. All right. So what were we saying? A Little Big Planet was last week.
Yeah, something else might have been last week too, but I know Little Big Planet was the big one.
Okay, let's move to this week.
Okay, we're also the at list the list is loading.
We're at the point of the show where I'm going to take a teaspoon of codeine. So you go ahead and talk about the.
All right. Well, this week the biggest release is Dead Space 2, which I got today, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. But I'm really looking forward to giving that one a go.
The reviews have been very good. I've sort of skimmed a few of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous. Enjoy it.
Yeah, the first one was really good. I mean, I can still remember pretty much the whole game 2 years later.
I played the demo of 2.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems great. I mean, I'm going to try to pick it up.
One interesting thing, they sent me the 360 version, which I know the PS3 version comes with the updated version of Extraction.
Yes.
The light gun adventure game.
Right.
Which I liked that a lot.
Yeah. On the Wii. I saw the preview of that at, they had an event during TGS, I think it was, or they had some event in Tokyo, and they revealed that and they showed some gameplay for that. It looks good.
I played a little bit of it not that long ago at one of those EA events. It was all right.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be tough in an event setting because it's much more story driven than most light gun shooters are. So either you're going to get into the plot or you're not. And then if you don't really care about the plot, it probably feels like a subpar light gun shooter.
Yeah, let me know what you don't have it. I was going to say, let me know what the options are on it because at the event they had you use a lot of buttons, and it'd be nice to know if there's a way to kind of set it to fewer buttons are needed.
Just to shoot. I just want to shoot.
Yeah. Like, what? How about I just shoot aliens? Can I do that?
Right. Do I have? Yeah. There's a lot too many buttons on that move controller.
Yes.
Well, I'll play Dead Space 2 and talk about it next week.
Okay. Maybe I will too.
Yeah. The 360 version actually comes on two discs, which I didn't realize.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if one of them is the multiplayer. I don't know.
It's because the 360 sucks. So what else is coming out this week?
This next game, Two Worlds 2. I have been playing a lot of this game.
I've been following you on Xbox Live. You haven't slept in three days. Right. I wake up at 7:30 in the morning. Shipwreck is playing, you know, Two Worlds. At nighttime, he's playing Two Worlds. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think I've put in, I don't know, like 26, 27 hours, I think, into the game so far. I am nowhere close to beating this game. This is, for those of you not familiar with Two Worlds, it's pretty much Oblivion-like, except it's always in the third person. But it's definitely your fantasy.
It's like if the Sci-Fi Channel made a video game based on Oblivion. Like, Sci-Fi Channel movies are bad knockoffs of real Hollywood movies. This would be the Sci-Fi version of Oblivion.
Well, is it bad?
It's not bad.
It's a little off though, right? I watched the video review of it from some guy in Europe who played through it, and it looked good. Like, the graphics seemed to look good.
The graphics are hit or miss for the most part. Like, starting out, you'll not like the graphics. It takes a while for you to get, like, acclimated to Two Worlds. But there's a lot of screen tearing, there's some blurring, and there's some like frame rate choppiness from time to time.
It's like the Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus of video games.
Oblivion had plenty of glitches as well. You get those in these big open world games. Mm-hmm. So the main difference between like why this is a step below what Oblivion is that the voice acting and the storytelling and the overall tone of the game is so like up and down. Like there's no consistency. Like you'll get really good voice acting and then all of a sudden you'll get like somebody from accounting must have like been in there. Like, yeah, just like give me a Cockney accent and then they come in and they read stuff and that goes in the game. As far as like I'm on chapter 2 of this game. It took me 22 hours to get through chapter 1.
I looked it up.
I think
you've currently, in the last 7 days, and I know you only got the game on Friday, you've put 29 mm-hmm. hours into Two Worlds 2, and it is already...
It's a massive game.
Your third most played game on Raptor.
Since October. I've only signed up since October.
How many chapters are in the game?
I know there's at least 3 just based on the achievements. There might be 4. I don't know.
Right.
But there's so many side missions to do. And like I'm doing a lot of the side missions because if you're going to play this type of game, you want to see it all. Like you don't just want to go straight through the main storyline.
Right.
That's not really the point of these games. If you have the time to play this type of game, it's pretty good. Like, the crafting of all your like equipment is fun. Like you can break everything down to like its base materials. So you have like your leather, your iron, your steel and everything. And then you can upgrade the stuff that you actually want to use with those materials. And you can add different gems to give you different powers. The spell crafting, once I finally figured it out, is pretty neat. Like I have – now I can throw fireballs that do explosive damage and then – right after that, it does a chain reaction where it does a like an area effect attack where it grabs everything in the environment and tosses it. So, and then in addition to that, it like brings in boxes, like crates and giant spike balls and like drops them from the skies on the enemies.
Any amaze balls in there?
Those might be amaze balls. Those might be called, I can rename my spell to be amaze balls.
I think that's what you shall do.
Yeah, it's super massive. Like there's just huge continents to explore. Like you zoom the map all the way out, and I still see there's like half of the world. Like there's this huge continent that I haven't even been on. Like I got 20 hours into the game, and then all of a sudden I have a boat. I can sail. Like it just keeps on adding like random stuff. It's so random, and the storytelling starting off is really dry. Like, just buy the book. It's straight out of Oblivion. The beginning of the game, you're in a prison. You break out of the prison, and then you open up, and you're in this big world. Mm-hmm. And then it's just your standard, hey, I'm somebody's sick. Go get me these ingredients for these potions, or we need to go clear out these like wild animals from this area or whatever. Just your standard quests. Once you get to the second area, it gets a little wacky, which I think is probably the direction they should have taken with the whole game.
What do you mean by wacky? Like orgies?
Okay, so the whole game, there's an emperor, the evil emperor that's in charge of everything. You're trying to save your sister from him.
Palpatine.
So yes, Palpatine. We'll call him Palpatine. So Palpatine, you find out like at the end of the first chapter, you find out some information on him. So the second chapter, you're trying to find out more information on him. So you go to where he went to college to find out what he was like in his college days, to find some background information.
Wait, there's college in here?
There's Mage University.
Hmm. Oh, I have friends who went there.
Yeah. you get to Mage University. Here's the 4 quests like that I get when I get to Mage University. The first one, there is a umbrella saleswoman who tells me she has some defective umbrellas that are eating her customers.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so that's the first quest. Totally out of the blue. The rest of the game has just been like me killing like werewolves and like standard
Wow, just werewolves, RPG stuff.
Yes, I pronounce it like that. Then the second quest is I have to decide this case of sexual harassment against one of the professors who has been forcing girls to have sex with him. I have to deal with that situation.
That's not sexual harassment. That's rape. Just a note of
right, especially if you're doing like a spell. He's doing like a spell on them?
Forcing someone to have sex with you. That's not
spells.
That's,
no spells. I don't want to give anything away. But
sexual,
it's typical.
That's not sexual harassment anymore. Pinching someone on the butt and saying, "What's happening, hot pants?" That's sexual harassment. Forcing someone to have sex with you, that's rape.
Magic rape.
Yes. And this has been One to Grow On by the Cancast.
And now you know.
Yeah, so those are two things that are going on at the same time that I'm trying to solve. And then on top of that, there's this guy who's made these earrings that are like telepathic earrings, but they're causing girls to be suicidal. And so you have to go get this girl to take off the earrings so that she'll have sex with her boyfriend again. And
you know, I thought that Mage University was a real party school, but now it sounds like it's not so pleasant.
Well, no, that's a good thing you brought that up, because the fourth quest is it's exams week.
Uh-huh.
And so this one guy is getting ready to throw a post exams party. And so you have to go hire a stripper for his party. That's that quest.
It sounds like they wanted to like throw some Harry Potter goes to college stuff in here.
It does. I definitely got that feel for
it. I like that idea for a game, by the way. I'd like to see a whole game based on that.
Yeah. How I mentioned this game has multiplayer.
It does.
This game has a completely separate co-op campaign with up to 8 different people can play at once.
Do you have to help your friend rape college co-eds with magic?
No. It's much different. It's more action-oriented than the main game is. So I played some with Justin McElroy from Joystick.
Never heard of him.
And yeah, he plays the game much differently than I do because he was a melee character and I was a range type character. So it definitely feels like they should have fleshed out the multiplayer more because it's really got a lot of interesting ideas that aren't really seen on the console very often. Like it's almost got an MMO type of feel to it.
Hmm.
So it's got that, it's got a versus like mode. It's got like a village, like simulation mode.
It sounds like there's a lot of value there.
It is. And like it grows on you. Like you start off and you're probably not going to really be feeling it, but once you get into it, there's just so much to do. And it really is like the next step down from Oblivion. I can't think of any other games that fit in between Oblivion and this in the open world fantasy RPGs.
That Might and Magic game, whatever one was called, wasn't didn't they
have Elements?
No, didn't they make one? Or not Might and Magic. What was the one they made?
It was a Might and Magic, yeah.
Yeah.
That game was terrible.
Okay, so this is the next best thing to Oblivion, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's better than like Divinity 2 and Risen in those games.
But
so
is it better than Dragon Age?
I think
Age?
I recommend it. Dragon Age is a different type of game.
Different, too different?
Dragon Age is an open world.
It's not really,
Oblivion.
No.
This game could definitely, if this had Dragon Age's storytelling abilities and like character voice work and everything, this game would be
Did you
amazing.
Finish Dragon Age?
I did not. My wife has, so I know the gist of it.
I finished Dragon Age.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I know, last week.
I looked up Amazeballs, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It's a phrase from Perez Hilton.
Oh.
It means like amazing, exciting.
There you go. That's Amazeballs.
So maybe he's got a new column there or something. I don't know.
Did he trademark that?
I don't know.
Because you should jump on that shit.
I'm not interested.
You use all that Oprah Winfrey money.
What?
You didn't see my tweet?
Yeah, I'm not Oprah Winfrey's long-lost sister.
Half-sister.
All right, so you see, it sounds like you like Two Worlds too, Shep. It sounds like
it's definitely not for everybody, but I like it. And if you buy it, I think you're going to get your value out of it.
I very much look forward to playing it at some point.
Sounds good. Anything else this week?
Breach came out or is coming out for PSN and Xbox Live Arcade. That's that first-person squad-based shooter.
Yeah, I watched some video of it. I can't figure out why anybody would want to play that and not just play like Black Ops or Call of Duty, anything, or Battlefield.
You mean something they already own? Look, this game looks just like a game you already own. Bye.
No, it doesn't. It looks worse than a game than you already own.
There you go.
Now my voice is going.
Sorry, I have that. It's the codeine.
I wish I had the codeine. Now I only have the losing voice.
I got plenty. See? Hear that?
What else
yummy
this week?
Yummy codeine.
Because soon Shipwreck's going to be talking by himself.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for this week. That Roller Girls game came out for WiiWare.
All right. I don't know what that is.
It's a roller derby game.
Okay. Let's move on. I don't really have any CAG news or shopping news, really.
Did we give away those controllers? Did you pick the winners?
I did. I'm just waiting to hear back. I can read the winners off right now. Here, hold on. I heard back from two of them. But if you didn't get an email from me, then you didn't win. But I'll give you the list. Here we go. It's V_Guru1. G-A-U-U, Gao, I guess. And Juby. they won the HKS racing controllers for PS3.
Yes, thank you, Eagle3, for giving us those.
Yes, I'm still waiting to hear from Juby, I think.
Aren't we all?
How lazy can you be? Respond.
That was terrible.
Please.
That hurt. I have a game to give away.
Okay.
I have Twin Stick, This Ain't No Picnic for the Xbox Live Indie Arcade. I have 5 codes to give away.
Is that another dollar game?
It is a dollar game. They sent me 5 codes. What am I going to do?
I'm giving away $6 this week.
We're giving away $5. I actually,
hey, we got like 360 comments entered into that.
Seriously. Why are you insulting people that want to give us things to give away on our show? That's not very nice.
I'm not. I'm looking fun.
You should say thank you.
Thank you.
So if you'd like to win Twin Stick, This Ain't No Picnic, just post a comment in the show thread, and I'll pick 5 winners at random.
Right. All right.
And I played it. It's not bad.
It's not bad. That's high praise.
There you go. Please, I played that Abin Hawkins and the Thousand Spikes on the Xbox Live Arcade.
That is bad.
Oh, that one?
Oh, my God. I couldn't make it past the first screen. Download it. It's a dollar. Download the demo. Just download the demo and tell me how. I'm sure Shipwreck will be like, it was too easy. But I'm curious to know what you guys think of that game. You have to play it.
All right.
I don't even remember what the name of it was.
Yeah, Thousand Spikes.
Yeah.
With 1,000 Spikes.
That's all you need to know.
Shopping news. I don't think I have any shopping news. We have some coupon codes from our friends at GoDaddy.com for your web hosting and domain registration needs. 10% off any order. It's CAG10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN. That's GoDaddy.com. I do get messages from people telling me that the codes don't work sometimes. I think if you're not a new customer, it's not going to work. It's only for new customers.
Or if you try to stack a code with a code from somewhere else, I think they don't work.
Right. It can't be used with an existing promotion.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway. Okay, so let's move on to multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. This is where we really can make sure Wombat's voice is gone.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Did you see that Sledgehammer Games Call of Duty game ain't happening no more?
Which one was that supposed to be, the like the adventure game?
I think that was the adventure game. Shipwreck probably knows better than I do.
That sounds right to me. It was the third person,
right?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, game. It says right here. Wait, that is such a jokingly specified. They don't really say in this post that I'm reading now, but I think that's what it was. But they're now just going to be working on the new one, and Raven is going to be working on the multiplayer for the new Call of Duty. So.
Raven made Singularity, right?
Yes, Raven, who made Singularity, is going to be working on the multiplayer.
And Wolfenstein.
And Wolfenstein.
I got to play Wolfenstein at some point.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Cheap. Yeah.
I think that's probably a good idea to focus on one Modern Warfare 3 as opposed to trying to make three different Call of Duty games this year. So that's really all I had to say about that.
Okay. What else we got?
And now they're saying that that West and Zampella delayed the Call of Duty map pack to help Bad Company 2's sales.
There's an email that they found, but it's not really clear if this was a joke or not in the email. You know, they're saying, EA is saying that it's a joke.
Yeah.
That the guy was just kidding. But who knows? I don't know. I like it, though. It's controversial.
It is. It's funny.
It's hard to hold up a joke in court.
Right. Right.
Like, it's if you write it, like, that's one of the things. I'm sure Wombat goes through the same kind of training and everything as well. Like, if you write something in an email, that's considered, like, legal documents. They can come and grab all your emails and they Wombat don't get is, whether is or not you're joking or not.
Is that the kind of corporate training you receive at gay.com? They tell you to be careful with your emails?
Yes, actually they do.
They do?
Yeah, of course. All right. What do you think I work for? I work for a real company.
I know. I don't think that there's just gay orgies going on in front of you all day long.
No, that would be awkward and not much would get done.
Right.
And that'd probably be an odor.
Yes.
Gross.
That's great. Okay. Gross. What else?
Do we want to talk about Bizarre Creations is closing for good?
It sounds like it, right?
That's sad. Who's going to make twin stick shooters now?
This the guy who just made one for $1.
I know. I know, that was mean.
They made it. That Bond game was pretty good, though, too, that they made.
Was it? People said great things about Blur. I still think the club had a ton of potential. What they should have made is they need to take the best parts of Blur and the best parts of the club and make, like, a super game. Because that's what the club should have been.
Blur Club?
Blur Club?
Clurb?
Okay, use your words to explain how these games get combined into one game, because I'm having a difficult time.
Okay, Clurb. What I liked about the club in the single player was it actually does have a very much a race feel to it, where you're running around in a circle, shooting the targets, and trying to beat a time and get time on the clock. Now, if there were other people in their own personal spaces playing the same game as you on your racetrack, now you're a guy with a gun running around, not shooting the guy next to you, but trying to shoot more targets and enemies, I guess, than that guy whilst going around the track, getting the best time and racking up the highest score. So you're trying to do two things at once. Finish first and get the highest score. You throw in some Blur-style power-ups, and then you've got this crazy multiplayer experience that nothing like it has ever been done before, but has almost been done between the club and Blur.
Okay.
So there you go. Did I explain it?
Blub.
You explained it. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head that would fit into that description. But
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's really been a game like that before.
And there never will be.
I know. And it's sad because I think it's a really good idea.
All right. What else, Wombat?
We already talked. Well, no. Chipwreck, did you want to talk about Fallout?
I've been playing Fallout New Vegas, yeah, before Two Worlds came.
Yeah, you put in like 11 hours or something.
Yeah, I got pretty far along into it.
I'm spying on you.
Raptor.
That's a pretty good game. Like, I haven't played Fallout 3 yet, but it seems pretty well done. I mean, the storyline is interesting. The combat's okay. Like, all of these type of games don't have the greatest combat. I'll come back to it after I'm done with Two Worlds, but I'll talk more about it then.
All right. What else?
I finally finished Dragon Age. I put 17 hours into it over the weekend or last week. And I bought the DLC, all the DLC that was 50% off during that sale. And I started Awakenings, and I haven't finished Awakenings yet, but I like it better than the main game. Which is
it's structured a little bit tighter.
Yeah, that's why I like it. Yeah, it's there's, you know, not as many side quests, and it's a little more focused, which I think after playing Dragon Age, it's a nice kind of lighter version of Dragon Age.
Yeah, it was kind of, it's kind of off-putting that you lose pretty much your entire party, though.
It doesn't bother me because I never liked my party. That was my problem with Dragon Age. I never liked my party members.
You didn't like Alistar?
No, I kind of sold him down. This is a little spoiler alert. I sold Alistar down the river. I sold him down the river.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think he felt about you?
I don't think he liked me very much either. You made that abundantly clear.
All right. Oh, there he goes. There he goes. I said, we've got 5 minutes left. 5 minutes left on Wombat.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, talk amongst yourselves for a
minute. I started playing Dead Rising 2. I bought it on the cheap here. I really was getting into it. I found it. It was seemed a little more user friendly than the first one, with the multiple save slots and more places to save. But then I ran into the same problem that, you know, I tend to run. I ran into the first game where I get into an area and I have to fight this guy on a motorcycle with chainsaws attached to the motorcycle. And like,
oh, that's pretty early.
Yeah, I'm only like 3 hours into the game.
Okay.
So I get to this dude, and I had saved I saved at a weird spot. Now it's in a secondary slot, so it was no big deal. But I saved with like one health bar left, and I managed to like get to another area, get some food. Came back, and like, it's really hard to beat this guy. I don't know what you got to do, but somehow I found like this glitch where his motorcycle got stuck on the fence, and he got stuck on the fence, and I just wailed on him with a sledgehammer, and I killed him, and it was awesome.
Problem solved.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. So I kill this dude. I unlock like the motorcycle repair bay, and I'm all excited. I'm like, all right, let me go save my game. Let me go into this building here and save my game.
Oh no, I know what happened.
Yep, so you know exactly what happened. I go into this building here. There's this giant retard. Excuse me, mentally retarded person with a tiger. And they both start wailing on me, and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't save. I can't. I just want to save the game, and I can't save the game. And I got a mentally retarded guy's lion attacking me, and they kill me. And now the chance of me ever killing this motorcycle guy again seems very slim.
No, he's not that hard.
How do you kill that guy if he doesn't get stuck on the fence?
I don't even remember. It was not that hard.
Well, I probably have to reload a slot from before then. But I do like the game. I like the setting in Vegas, even though it really is just like a big shopping mall. But it's cool to go into the casinos and get the money. The action is good. I was definitely pleasantly surprised with the game until I got to that very frustrating point. And you know me, like when I reach a frustrating point in a game, I tend to not want to play it ever again. But maybe I'll go back and I'll give it another
shot.
Yeah,
go back and keep playing it, because I don't remember that guy being that tough.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It's a fun game throughout.
Okay, I'll look that part up.
Just stay away from the what are they called? The psychos or whatever.
Yeah, they didn't give me a warning. It's like I walked into a door.
Yeah, they hide some of them in the bathrooms.
Oh, they do. This wasn't even in the bathroom. This was in like a hotel lobby. I don't even know what it was. It was like I walked into a door and I was like right there, bam. Couldn't get away. Couldn't do anything. Trying to run away. And yeah, they don't even let you run away. That's like, it's kind of annoying. Anywho, well, also multi-platforming. I've been playing NHL Arcade 2-on-2 because it was on sale on Xbox for 200 points, which is like $2.50.
$2.50.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to play against people online. In fact, I've played 6 hours of it since I bought it.
And that's really impressive.
Yes, I'm pretty good at it too. I think my record is like 28-8 or 9, something like that.
We'll have to play because I have that as well.
We need to have like a tournament.
You don't stand a chance, Wombat. Shipwreck seems to be inherently good at everything, so I'm sort of worried. But I played 6 hours in the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I played one game online.
Yeah, I'll destroy you.
I'm sure you will. I never said you wouldn't.
And I'll come to your house and beat your face in.
Could you please? Make sure you do it in front of my family, because I want them to see it.
And I'll bring my robot vacuum to clean up the mess.
That would be lovely. I appreciate you helping out.
Yes. I want to put my robot vacuum in the hallway of my apartment building and just let it go and see, like, just what happens. If people say anything.
I'm sure they wouldn't even notice. It's Japan. They see weird shit.
Yeah.
Did you go to the prison restaurant yet?
No, I didn't.
You're an asshole. What's next?
I can't go. I can't go there with Ty. It's too scary. So I need to get a babysitter. Yeah. And I think we'd rather go to a good restaurant.
Aw, don't break your pussy on the way to the next topic.
Fine, I'll go to the prison restaurant and we'll see. I need to. That's like the type of thing you bring a tourist to. I need some tourists to come visit me.
Please, it's not like you're really a local.
What?
It's not like you're really a local.
What do you mean? I lived here for 5 years.
And you can't speak the language.
I can speak the language.
You're not really a local of a place you can't speak the language.
I can speak the language.
He can speak it more than he puts on.
See, Shipwreck knows. Well, Shipwreck doesn't know. I can speak on Baba Booey, Baba Booey. He thinks I'm talking to somebody. Sony time?
Of course, I love Sony.
Isn't it?
Right, it's always Sony. Now with PSN Plus, it's always Sony time. In fact, I actually played some Shatter the other day, which is on sale this week. There's a bunch of stuff on sale this week, actually, that I didn't put on the outline.
I know Shatter's on sale for, it's like $3 or $4, right?
Yeah.
There's 10 games that are on sale for 50% off. I know that Peggle is one of them. I have the list.
Yeah, there was one I wanted to ask you about, too. Horde, okay.
Horde is the one I'm going to pick up for $7.50 because I almost bought that last week for $15.
So okay. Now
Costume Quest is on sale for $7.49.
You're going to really read this with
Death's Bank Throngs of Virtue is on sale for $7.49. Horde is on sale for $7.49. Soldner X2 Final Prototype $6.49. Motorstorm 3D Rift $4.99. Peggle $4.99. Space Invaders Infinity Gene $4.99. Swords and Soldiers $4.99. Tumble $4.99. Comet Crash $4.99. And Shatter $3.99.
What is Motorstorm 3D Rift?
I don't know.
I never heard of that. Is it just like a 3D version of MotorStorm? Like a limited version of MotorStorm?
It's Rifts, but in the MotorStorm universe.
All right, I understand. All right, so I will, I don't know. I don't have a lot of 3D stuff for my 3D TV.
You should pick that up. We should find out what that is.
We'll find out. Okay, at that bargain price. Let's see, what else? Okay, so this week, remember at the end of the last show, I said that there was going to be an event in Tokyo and that MCV had announced that it was going to be a PSP2 event. And I said, it probably wasn't going to be that. I changed my mind. It's going to be that. but now the rumors have come out, like there's been a lot of leaks about exactly what the PSP2 is going to be. Now they're saying it's going to have a really nice OLED screen. And maybe more importantly, it's going to have a built-in 3G connectivity. So you don't need a Wi-Fi hotspot to get online, buy games, play games.
Is that free 3G?
How could it be free?
Right.
They're not going to do like a Kindle, right? Like, I think
the Kindle downloads such small amounts of data.
Exactly.
I was gonna say that would definitely be a game changer, though, wouldn't it?
Right, but that seems like crazy talk to me.
By the way, more and more I talk, the more and more I start to sound like Kenny Rogers.
You mean the guy who made the chicken?
Yeah. You're the one I'm thinking of, and I love you.
Ooh, now you sound like Kenny Loggins.
No, I don't sound like Kenny Loggins. No one can sound that good.
Let's see. So, yeah.
Highway to the danger zone. No, it doesn't work.
They're also saying that the PSP2 is basically as powerful as the PS3, and that it's... Oh, my God. And then it's going to be coming out at the end of this year. I hope to attend this event on Thursday. Somebody asked me to cover it for them, but I'm not sure if they're going to go back and say... They haven't given me any details yet, and it's Tuesday, and the event is on Thursday. So they might just tell me that I'm not going for them. So I don't know. I'm sort of interested to see what's going to be revealed. I mean, I think, personally, I think the iPhone is like the greatest thing ever, and it would take some really special kind of device to get me to be excited about it because the iPhone is so great. So we'll have to see on the PSP 2. I don't know. It may be that type of thing. You just have to see it to believe it and then be a converter. Converted.
But I mean, we've seen it, right? Like, we think we know what it is.
We think we know what it is, but we don't, you know, really know how great the screen looks, how good the graphics look, or even if that stuff really matters. You know, the touch screen is supposed to be a touch screen on the back of it.
If this thing is as powerful as the PS3,
yes.
What do you think the battery life on this is?
8 minutes.
I don't know. That's what's, you know, hopefully we're going to find out a lot of this stuff this week. I'm interested. The 3G connectivity sort of, you know, made my eyebrows go up, but I don't know if I'm like, how much are you willing to pay for this? You know, a month for a 3G service. I don't know.
Maybe it's free with your PS Plus membership.
Yeah, I doubt it.
That would be a smart thing to do, though.
No, but they have to pay the people who run the network.
Well,
it's all going to be downloadables this time, though, right? No media.
I've also heard that it's backwards compatible with the PSP.
With your downloadable files.
With your
downloadable. It must be the downloadable ones, right? I don't think they're good. No, but I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. We'll find out soon, though, and I'm interested. I'm interested. I tell you what, I'm more interested in this so far than the 3DS.
Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to the 3DS in a little.
The threads.
What do you think the PSP 2 is going to come out as price point? Even though we don't know much about it.
$300.
I think it needs to be $250 to be competitive.
It doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
If it comes out for more than that, it's dead on arrival.
You think so?
Yes.
You think people won't say like if you could play Uncharted 2 on this thing and it's going to look just like it looks on the PS3, you think that will be a big selling point to people? I mean,
where are you playing Uncharted 2 on this thing?
On a train or something?
I mean, you're going to sit on the train and play Uncharted 2?
I guess I'm not, but somebody. See, that's the thing. Like for me, like that's, you know, it sounds cool that like I can play Uncharted and it's going to look like Uncharted on the PS3. But you know what? I could play Uncharted on my PS3, and my screen is much bigger on the PS3, and the controller is much better.
And you're on your couch.
Yeah, and the sound is much better. Everything is going to be better.
Yeah, there's no reason to play Uncharted 2 on the go. Portable games at their best are when they're games that are, you know, designed for that system,
exactly. Because you're still, no matter how good the graphics are, no matter what, you're still making a sacrifice if you're playing a PS3 game on a portable PSP. You know, you're
mainly controls, right?
Yeah,
like the controls are the big thing. Like, I don't care about the screen size so much because I'm going to be holding it closer to my face. Like, I can deal with the lower resolution, like worse refresh rates and everything like that. But it's the controls. Like,
yeah,
they just don't feel like a good controller does.
No matter what, it's not going to be as good. Whether it's the controls, the graphics, the screen size, something, the sound, something, it's not going to be as good. And I don't know, like, necessarily if I need to make that concession just to play a game that I could play on the PS3 anyway.
I'm going to buy one.
You're already sold.
I'm going to buy it, whatever it is. I mean, I buy every system that comes out.
I already pre-ordered the 3DS.
I haven't done that yet.
I don't know why I did it. You know why I did it? Because Amazon America will actually send it to Japan. For like $25 or something. So I said, why not? I'll order it. Maybe we'll use it even. Unlike the DSi. Let's see. What else do we have for Sony? Wombat, DC Universe Online. You don't have it, right?
No, I don't have it. I thought I was getting it, but I don't know what happened to it.
You got cock-blocked?
I think so.
Ralph from the Howard Stern Show got it.
I'm sure he's enjoying it.
For free.
Jeff Gerstmann on the Giant Bomb Pop podcast last week slammed it.
Oh, really? Yeah, Shipwreck was telling me, because I thought like I might be interested in it for a second. I thought I might be, but then he told me that. What did he say about it?
I think it, you know, I don't think you would like it for the same reasons, you know. It doesn't, from the beta that I played, I just feel like the game doesn't know what it wants to be. Like, did it want to be an offline RPG or an MMO? The controls are, people are having issues with. It doesn't support a mouse and keyboard on the PlayStation 3. Some of the menus can be wonky. They say the character creator was actually great in the beta, and they say it's just as good, you know, in the final version of the game, which is what I really liked, was the character creator.
Right.
But, you know, your game needs obviously more than that. And I don't know if people are going to come back to pay a monthly fee.
All especially right. Since you can max out your character within like
3 days.
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. According to Gerstmann, he pretty much had his character maxed out after like a 3 day weekend or something.
That's crazy. Very strange.
And right now the only areas are Metropolis and Gotham City in the not the single player, but the main experience.
Can you have a criminal and a hero?
You can have, like, I guess as many characters as... I don't know how many characters
you have. You have to pay for each character? Like, how does that work?
I don't think so. I would hope not. Not at $15 a month.
Mm-hmm. All
right. But I'm pretty sure you could have multiple characters. You could have a good guy, a bad guy. There's so many different character types. It's actually pretty impressive.
See, I think I want to give this a shot, but I want to give it a shot when I find it for $20.
Yeah.
I can play for that 1 month and then cancel.
Yeah, because I would feel, you know, you feel kind of, the paying $60 for a game and then $15 a month after that, as a console gamer, it's just not something I'm used to and it's not something I like. And I'm not going to do it. I mean, you know, it's just not, it's not my type. I know that there are MMO players out there like, well, that's just how that genre works. But that's not how I roll. So that's not how I will. So I won't do it.
Sony did say this is their fast Sony Online Entertainment's fastest selling game ever.
Whatever that means.
Right. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It doesn't mean anything. It's like they sold a lot of copies quickly, but they don't say how many copies.
Right.
It was number 7 in Europe the week it came out. Is that what it was? And then dropped to 22 the next week.
Right.
So
we'll see. I don't know. Yeah. I saw the characters that people made with the editor that you were talking about that's supposed to be really good, and it looked like that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the characters look awesome. Like, I wish they made this game as an offline RPG. The storyline works, the character creation works. I just don't, you know, MMOs just aren't my thing, and I don't like people.
You don't like the grind, and you don't like dealing with other people.
I don't even mind grinding so much, but boy, do I hate people. So if I could have avoided that and
were they annoying in the beta?
No, but you know, I just don't like people. I don't like the fact that I know that eventually I'll have to deal with other people.
But
like,
you could be dealing with me and Ship, though. It could be, we could be, have a little superhero team.
That'll never happen.
Why not?
Because it could happen.
Could. You don't know.
Fine. It'll be our team of the three of us, and it would be awesome.
But,
right. We'll be the three Cagateers.
Right, three amigos.
My cup runneth over with joy.
You can be Dusty Bottoms, and I'll be...
Ned Needlelander.
Little Ned, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the little balls on the mail plane.
Would you say I have a plethora of gifts?
My little buttercup.
All right, has we can do this all day.
Smile. Smile, a smile.
Laura, anything else for Sony?
It's a sweater.
I was going to applaud Sony for actually advertising Killzone 3 already.
Oh, you've seen a lot of stuff, ads for it?
I've seen ads on TV for it a month before it comes out.
Oh. Wow,
yeah,
that's dying.
That surprised me.
He's all choked up about this news. That's cool. Well, I'm looking forward to Killzone 3, and there's a beta coming out soon, right? Multiplayer beta.
Tomorrow, or when this comes out, I think it should be out.
No. February.
Is it not?
February.
I have it already, so...
Didn't the game go gold already?
Yeah, it's really like a multiplayer, I don't know.
How can you have a beta for a game that's already made?
Well, I guess they can tweak some of the
online
stuff.
Isn't that just a demo?
It's... No, it's for that big update you'll have to download when you get the game.
Yeah. Exactly. It's February 2nd. And it runs till February 14th. Oh, and it includes 3D support.
Well, that just makes my day. Although 3D TVs are getting cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah, I'm telling you, in Japan, In Japan, the TVs cost infinitely more than they cost in America, but the 3D versions don't seem to be that much more than their 2D counterparts. If anybody is keeping score at home, let's move on to Microsoft. Do we want to look take a look at these 2011 Xbox 360 exclusives, Ship? Have you studied the list?
Yes, I have the comprehensive spreadsheet here of two cells.
From this website that you never heard of before?
Yeah, I don't know. You found this segment next?
I don't know. I just Googled it, and there's no lists really of any big sites.
Yeah. I think we're just – a lot of people wanted us to address the fact that the 360 doesn't have that many exclusives this year.
Okay, let's go through them quickly.
Okay, Gears of War 3.
Yes, we know about that.
Everyone it's going to sell like crazy. Microsoft will, and Epic will make it into a big event.
Yes, it'll make it for some nice TV commercials and
Will Coltrane be in it?
I don't know. I think doesn't he die? I don't know.
I never finished Gears of War 2.
I'm on the boss, and I just said the boss was like kind of cheap, and I was like, you know what? I don't even care. Could this be a system seller? Maybe. I don't know.
It sells a lot of copies. I know that.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Okay, what else?
Forza Motorsport 4 is their other first-party exclusive.
I'm excited for Forza, and it could be a system seller, maybe.
No, it's not.
No,
that's
not a system seller.
Racing games are dead, and no one's buying an Xbox for Gears of War 3 if they haven't played 1 and 2.
All right, if you say so.
I do.
What else?
And then you get into like a bunch of the third party exclusives, XCOM, which is a console exclusive. It's also for the PC,
right?
Which I'm very excited about. XCOM
looks cool.
That looks cool to me. There's that Crytek game that I don't really know anything about, Kingdoms.
Didn't we see that at E3 or not?
I've never seen Kingdoms. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Maybe not.
I haven't seen much about it. It's by Crytek, but it's not the main Crytek team. It's not like the Crysis guys, because they're all working on Crysis.
The B team?
Yeah, it's the B Crytek team.
Scrub Crytek? Scrubby Cryteks?
Right. And then you get into like some Kinect stuff. You got the Star Wars Kinect. You got the Steel Battalion Kinect. You got, I don't know.
I think the Kinect stuff shouldn't even count.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to sell like that. Like gangbusters or anything.
Right. So basically not very many.
No.
The answer. The answer is there are not that many Xbox 360 exclusives in 2011 that we know about.
If you want me to say that the exclusives for PS3 are better than the 360 this year, I will say yes.
I want you to say that.
I want you to say that because we all know that you hate the PS3.
Mm-hmm. Boy, do I. Yep.
And Wombat hates speaking. One.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
What?
Yeah, so not a lot has been announced for 360, and I don't know that they're going to have any surprises, really.
Right. All right, so there it is, folks. Use that information as you see fit. I don't know what you should be doing with it. I also have been playing, is this on PS3? I don't even know. Plants vs. Zombies?
Yes. Well, no, it's on the Xbox, that's for sure.
Well,
it's on everything.
Is it on PS3? We don't know.
I don't know.
But I know, Shipwreck, you said you were playing it with your wife, and I started doing the same thing. Really, the co-op is a lot of fun.
All of it's a lot of fun.
I haven't even played the single player. It does look like is it on PS3? I don't even know. I can't tell.
It either is or it isn't. Doesn't matter.
Right, it might be. But it's great. It was on sale this week on Xbox for 800 points, and we've played about 4 hours of it so far. My one complaint, and I'm sure Shipwreck has the same complaint because they're much more talented than we are, is that it does seem to be very easy. At least the first 4 hours are very easy. I think
if you chase down all the achievements, it gets pretty difficult.
Oh, well, I don't do that because I'm not you.
Well, I don't always. It's just in games that I like. And
Well, I'm playing it with my wife, though, so like she doesn't care about that.
My wife and I put about 40 hours into this game.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
When does it start to get hard? I'm on, like, World 4. You know, like, on the roof?
What's World 4 look like?
The roof.
Roof? Okay. It doesn't really get that much harder. Not on co-op.
Oh, because we seem to just kick the ass out of everybody. Like, I think only one, we only lost once in 4 hours.
And you need that to, was like a you fluke. Need to do some of the hard challenges or whatever.
There's challenges?
There's so many modes in that game. There's mini games. There's
a lot
versus,
to it.
There's that little Zen garden thing. Yep. That's a pretty fully featured game.
Yeah. I was surprised with all the content. There's also online multiplayer.
Yeah, that's versus the only mode. Achievement I don't have. So we got
to
do that.
I want to try to play that. Yeah, it looked like it might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not out for PS3 either.
Okay. Well, thumbs up for Plants vs. Zombies. I had played it on, I think I had downloaded the demo for Mac and it was fun, but it really made the transition to the console very well in this version. So if you're on the fence, I say definitely get it and get it soon because it's on sale right now. 800 points. Space points.
It's not on sale anymore.
Oh. It's not?
No,
it ended today. Oh, it ended today.
Yesterday.
Okay. Nintendo, let's move on to Nintendo. Let's talk about the Nintendo 3DS. They had an event where they revealed the price in America.
Did you go to that, Cheapy?
It was in America.
Oh, did you go to that, Wombat?
No, I wasn't invited. It was in New York, but they didn't send me an invitation.
I could have probably gotten you an invite.
Yep. You probably couldn't have gone, though, because it was during his work.
I could have faked it.
Oh, you could have gone?
Maybe. Well, actually, depends.
The next time there's going to be one in New York, let me know because I
didn't know. They didn't send me an invite, so I didn't know.
How would I know? They didn't send me an invite. I couldn't know.
Well, there's really not that much point in going to this one, though, right? I mean,
no,
all the information was broadcast.
You got a price, you got a date, and you got to go hands on with a bunch of the games, and that would have been.
I know how I like to get my hands on.
Exactly. So I think you would have enjoyed that and could have given us your impressions on it. What do you think of, Ship, of the price? Is this going to be a success?
It's going to be a success. I have no doubt about that because all the gamers are going to buy it because early on it has the Nintendo franchises. And then all the kids are going to buy it later when the Pokemon's come out for it and all the – I guess Nintendogs is coming out at launch, but when it comes down to price is when the kids will start getting it for Christmas and everything like that.
I think people will be very turned on by the fact that they can have 3D for cheap without having to buy a new television.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a very big selling point. And it almost doesn't matter like how good the 3D is. Well, the 3D is actually pretty good, but that's like the main selling point, obviously. And I think because of that, $250 may not seem like a lot of money to people. They say, hey, I'm getting, this is like instead of me buying a new TV. They can justify it that way. And, the launch lineup looks pretty weak, I got to say.
Sure.
Which is not maybe surprising. Launch lineups are usually weak. But,
I think the launch lineup for the DS was kind of meh also.
Yeah, I think
Often the launch
lineups are
pretty
bad.
When did Canvas Curse come out? Because that game was badass shit, dude.
That was probably at least 6 months, maybe a year after the DS came out.
Because that was like, I think, the first great game I bought for my DS.
Here's a little comment from Jackhole85, one of our listeners. Hey guys, am I a bad person for recently getting very excited about the 3DS? I mean, I know it's easy to shit on it, but I think some sense of depth, an analog stick, and accelerometer could really add to some of the games that made the DS great in the first place. Can you guys picture Picross 3D in 3D? It would be craziness, I tell ya. I just think the 3DS is getting too much flack for things that could possibly make future games several folds better.
I think there's been a lot of negativity towards the 3DS, which... I mean, I'm not going to put any negativity towards the 3DS because it's not really out yet. Same goes for the PSP too. I don't see the point of being negative towards something that theoretically doesn't exist yet.
What's the negativity towards the 3DS? I haven't gotten this.
A lot of people are complaining that it's too expensive and that it's not worth
it.
It's not worth the price.
Well, that's one complaint.
$250 isn't too expensive for this device.
That's what I've been hearing the most of. A lot of people, I got a lot of comments on Twitter when this was first announced was, I can't wait to hear your rage at the 3DS price. And I'm like, I don't have a lot of rage towards the 3DS price because I don't know if it's overpriced yet.
I think that a lot of the blowback...
You haven't played with it at all.
He has.
I did, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Well, at the press,
you don't think that's worth $250 the tech? At launch? I think that's easily worth $250.
It's hard to say. Tech, I don't like paying for technology. I like paying for content. Does that make sense?
Problem with the price.
And the games look like they're going to be more expensive too.
The content is the problem here.
Yeah, if the content for the console is great, then I don't mind spending the money for the console. That's, for me, content is king. Otherwise, you wind up with an Action Max, and who the fuck wants that?
Well, you know this isn't going to be an Action Max. This isn't a Nintendo.
I know it's not going to be
handheld.
It's going to be the Virtual Boy.
Don't you think one of the reasons why people may not be excited for this is, you know, okay, you got the price, but you're paying for something that doesn't look all that different than what you already have. I mean, just like the form factor of it. I mean, how many years has it been since we've seen
you underestimate the power of being the 12-year-old with the 3DS.
I'm telling you why people may have trouble getting excited for it, because it looks like the same same DS that we've been seeing for how many years now?
Until that one kid goes to school because he got the 3DS first and opens it up and shows his friends, and then within a week, every other kid in that grade's
got
the 3DS.
No, I'm not saying that, you know, right, you're not sort of listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying that adults, you know, who are on video game websites putting comments saying that they're not that excited about it. It doesn't look that much different from the form factor. It doesn't look like Super Space Age. It doesn't look that exciting. It doesn't look that much different than the other DSs, except for the fact that when you actually turn it on and fire a game up, you'll see 3D.
Oh, the graphics are better too.
And the graphics are better too, but I'm just talking about the actual machine itself, you know, the outside of it, the superficial part. And I think that plays some role into getting people fired up for it. We'll see what the, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to the games. The launch games do not look very exciting. So it may be quite some time before we know if this thing is really worth it.
I think they're kind of hedging their bets with the launch games though, because they know these things are going to be limited quantity because all Nintendo launch consoles are. They're going to sell out of the initial shipments, no problem.
Yeah, Amazon Japan sold out of it in like an instant. Basically.
Yeah. People are going to buy these without any software. Like, doesn't matter what software is going to be available at launch. So it makes more sense to get that install base up, have people buy some stuff that they wouldn't normally buy, and
like
then
Nintendo
put out the yeah, and then put out the Paper Marios or the Kid Icarus or whatever other Nintendo games that people are actually waiting for.
Was Nintendogs a launch title?
Oh yes. No.
No.
No. Nintendogs was not a launch title. It came much later. They came with when some of the new colors of the original DS came out.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the original Nintendogs, right?
Yeah,
not
yeah,
Nintendogs
yeah.
And cats. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boy, it came out in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the fifth anniversary of Nintendogs when the new one comes out.
It's exciting.
When's the fifth anniversary of brain training?
3D brain training?
Why not?
It did win the E3 2005 Game Critics Awards for best handheld game.
Blue.
Right. Blue, you bastard. All right. Let's see. Anything else about Nintendo? About the 3DS?
No. It's going to be here soon.
You're asking the wrong
The battery life seems to get people a little peeved. It looks like it's only going to last 3 to 5 hours. And it could be on the
low end. If you're peeved about that, wait for the second iteration of it when the battery life will double and they'll have a new form factor.
Right, and it'll be cheaper.
And it'll look like an iPad.
Right.
That's the biggest deterrent for me, is I have an iPad now. And, man, I like gaming on that thing.
You have Fruit Ninja?
I have the ripoff. Veggie Samurai, I think it is what it is.
Get Fruit Ninja. The online is really fun. Versus.
Okay, I'll get it. How much is it? Is it a dollar?
I think so. Maybe $2. Right. I don't know.
$2 might be out of my price range for... That's the problem. Like, iPad, like, I can buy a new game every day.
For the price of one.
Well,
3DS
that's why
game.
I keep going to the Xbox Live Indie Arcade, is I try all these games, and I usually look at the trial before I even buy it, and they're all a dollar. Right. I played the worst games on there recently. People make a lot of crap on that indie arcade.
Have you played the photography game where you have to take pictures of the models?
No, I didn't. I should check that one out.
Oh, yeah. Check that out. It's interesting. I forgot what it's called, but it's interesting. I don't know. For me, like I said before, the iPhone is such like an amazing device, and to a lesser extent, the iPad, because it's not, you know, it doesn't fit in your pocket. It's not really a phone. It doesn't.
But you're not taking it anywhere anyways, for the most part.
What, the iPhone? Oh, the iPad.
To play games.
Well, the iPhone, you're taking with you anyway.
Well, where do you play games on your iPhone outside of your house?
I don't.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I don't need to.
Right.
I forgot where I was
going. That was the most worthless conversation in the history of the show.
You already know my spiel about the iPhone and the cost of the games and all that stuff. Let's move on to what? To iPhone and Mac, where we're talking about iPhone. Trash Heaps asks, what have you been playing on the John recently? Directed to all of us. I seem to remember when Cheapy first got his iPhone, he was always playing something and was always dropping the info on us. Speaking of, where is the toilet gaming section of the show? Well, here it is. I've been playing a game called Berserk Ball, which is, how do you describe this game? You basically...
Amazeballs?
No, it is not. You basically have to... There's a geek, and you have to hit him with some sort of bat, and you want to make the geek go as far as possible. And your score.
Now, when you say geek, do you mean like computer expert, or do you mean like in the Sideshow Carnival traditional geek sense?
Computer nerd.
Okay, not someone who bites the heads off of chickens.
He might, but I don't know about his personal life.
Okay, just
so you basically your score is based on how far you hit this guy, and the thing that makes the game interesting is that you have characters that you know, the character that you used to hit the geek, you can level them up. You get experience points based on, you know, how far you hit the geek. And then you get experience points that you can spend on leveling up your guy. You can buy new bats and new little items to wear to power up your stats. And I think it was only a dollar. It has, you know, Game Center integration, and it's very nicely done for a dollar. A lot of fun, called Berserk Ball, you know. For a dollar, I'm sure you'll get your money's worth. What about you? What are you guys playing on the toilet?
Some Megaplex game. it's typical like Diner Dash type of thing for the iPad, where you just have people walking in and you have to get them to like the popcorn station or the bathrooms or the ticket counter.
Oh, like a movie theater thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's a movie theater game. It was on sale for 99 cents when it first came out. I think it's like $5 or something now.
Didn't you play the Star Wars Cantina version?
I did. I played that. Also, that was 99 cents. That one, it's fun because it's Star Wars, but it's pretty simple. So
it's no Diner Dash.
It's no Diner Dash now.
Okay. Gotcha.
I like playing these very casual games on the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. What about you, Wombat? Any toilet gaming?
Forgot my name. Well, I don't have an iPad or an iTouch, so I haven't been playing any of that shit.
You've been playing with your shit.
I've been playing the scat game.
Right. Poopy in the toilet?
Yeah, game? That's right. I'm paying pictures with my
Is that poop. In 3D?
It's in 3D, yes. It's a tactile experience.
let's see. What else? Oh,
let's do some tweets and cag bag.
Okay, yes. Let's go right there.
Let's go right into this shit.
We're wrapping it up. If Wombat's about to pass out, Calinx.
It's not even passed out. This is all the voice I have left.
Right. Calinx writes in and he says, I was looking through some old CAG media and I saw that you put up a video of the first hour of Mass Effect. I decided to watch it as it was still up and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I thought you guys were hilarious and I got a kick out of seeing your initial impressions. Do you have any future plans to do another gameplay video? And then he goes and lists some games coming out in the future or multiplayer sessions of games that are out now. I don't know. I don't think we have any plans. Shipwreck just got
have lots of plans.
We do?
You just don't know about them.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have. I didn't talk about it on the show, but I got in Top Shot Dinosaur Hunter for the Wii,
right.
which is one of these light gun games that comes with the big shotgun attachment.
Uh-huh.
And so I have a video capture device now, so I've captured some of the gameplay footage from that. And then I'm putting together a green screen room.
Wow. So there's big plans. Shipwreck has big plans. I don't have any plans.
I can't wait to, for you to take a quick look at that game.
Yes. We got to come up with, I don't know, like a fast glance. Is that a good
game? Like fast glance. That could work. How about not
casual?
Not a quick
view.
Look.
Casual view? How about a preview? That's what everybody else calls it.
I don't know. I feel like we're ripping somebody off then if
we use preview.
We call it a preview. Right. Yeah.
How about Shipwreck looks like an ass for your entertainment?
That sounds like what it's going to be. So. Right.
All right. Well, so there's things happening, at least on Shipwreck's end. I don't have the space to set up a green screen or a video capture device. But maybe I can
get enough space to do a video capture device, but then it's without the green screen, it's kind of
lame.
It's kind of tough to make it into a watchable video.
All right. We'll see. We'll think about it. I have to go back and watch that Mass Effect thing. I don't even remember that.
We did it at UGO.
I remember you were sitting there on a TV set that was like 3 inches.
Yeah.
It's a great setup over there. All right. Anything else here? Whizbang. I actually wanted to mention this from our listener Whizbang as a sort of PSA. I gotta paraphrase this thing. He bought the Mass Effect DLC, and after he bought it, he found out that it's actually tied to the gamer tag that you buy it with. So even if he's using it on the same console which this gamer tag is located on, you can't play it unless it's on the gamer tag that you bought it on.
That's not true.
That's what he's saying. He said
tell him how to not do that.
Oh, you can really? He said he hasn't had this problem with other games, but only with this game.
What you need to do is on a second controller, after you've already signed the person who's going to play it, on the second controller, sign in the person who bought the content.
Aha!
And then the first person can use it.
Interesting, because he said he contacted EA and said it can't be shared across accounts. Okay, Shipwreck apparently has the answer for you. I'm glad I read your question or comment.
I look forward to a follow-up from Whizbang letting us know if that worked.
Right.
I know for a fact that it works.
I didn't ask you. I asked Whizbang.
Stop stealing Whizbang's glory, Ship.
What a douche.
All right. I think we've said it all.
We've outstayed our welcome.
We've answered everybody's questions, solved everybody's problems, told you everything you need to know about everything. Are you singing more Kenny Rogers? Uh-huh.
No when to walk away.
All right, we're going to walk away. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to tell you to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cheapyd, twitter.com/wombat5277, twitter.com/shipwreck, and video game deals and UK game deals. Also, please review us on iTunes. And, of course, go to GoDaddy.com and buy domain names and web hosting. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN. It's GoDaddy.com.
Archer's back on the 27th, so in 3 days, Archer on FX.
All right, hopefully I will be able to attend this PSP2 event on Thursday, and otherwise I'll just be like the rest of you, watching other people's coverage.
AOL keyword, CAGcast.
Right. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you soon, hopefully.
Breadstone.
Wow, you sounded great, Wombat.
This is the arcade experience. We're ColecoVision, and we bring the arcade experience home. With arcade graphics, like Donkey Kong with multiple screens, just like the arcade game. Arcade controls, joystick, fire, and jump buttons. Arcade games, like Turbo, Cosmic Avenger, Venture, with 15 screens. And Zaxxon, games that let you have the arcade experience. Now you can bring the arcade experience home. Because your vision is our vision. ColecoVision.